John Snow, Treasury Secretary. Now, you guys have had a busy last 24 hours. You got a busy 24 hours ahead with this economic summit. Now, the Democrats are saying that this thing's nothing more than a pep rally for privatization. What do you say to that?
Well, the summit covers a whole lot of issues. We looked at tax policy and regulatory policy, healthcare policy, education policy, all the things that underlie the economy, including liability reform to end this wave of frivolous lawsuits. No, that criticism is wide of the mark, badly misplaced. This is a serious effort to hear from citizens. Main Street, Wall Street, academia, small business, big business, private citizens, about their concerns and their ideas on how to make the economy work better.
You know, it's interesting. The president's had a lot of criticism also from the left and from the Democrats of shuffling the cabinet. A lot of folks made it clear when they came in to join you around that cabinet table in the first 4 years that they were only going to serve in the first term and then they were going to move on. The president always has, obviously, the ability to change his team. But the two major issues seem to have the same team in place on the issue of our national security. Don Rumsfeld's still going to be there. Vice President Cheney's still going to be there. Condoleezza Rice may be shifting spots, but she's still going to be at the table. On the economic side, you're going to still be in place. Josh Bolton over at OMB, a buddy of mine, is still going to be in place. In terms of the economy and the war on terrorism, a lot of the same faces are still going to be at the table, even though everything else seems to have shifted around.
Well, that's right, and the policies are going to continue, you know, the president's the leader of the team, and he's a strong, decisive leader. We know what he wants to get done: Social Security reform, tort reform, keep the economy strong, make the tax cuts permanent, and deal with the deficit, bring the deficit down. Those are the top economic priorities.
Mr. Snow, I know that you focus a lot of attention on the economy and you've got your pulse right or your finger right on the pulse. We see mixed signals, it seems like, with every economic report that comes out. There are indicators that show the economy is rebounding and is moving in the right direction, and then we'll get a piece or two pieces of bad news. What's your sense as we move into this new year of where we're really headed? Have we seen the worst behind us, or are we still got some trouble spots ahead?
Yeah, Steve, I think there's no doubt about the fact that this economy is now on a good path, an upward path, and the numbers are pretty compelling on that score. We're growing well beyond the average of the 1970s and 80s and 90s. The unemployment rate is low at 5.4%. We've created 2.5 million jobs or so in the last 15 months. So the economy is on the right path. High energy prices are obviously a concern. High healthcare costs are a concern. But overall, the economy's in a good recovery. And I think we're going to stay there. We're going to continue to have good recovery, non-inflationary recovery with high productivity. And lots of jobs being created. But it's never a smooth, even course every month. There are ups and downs on a monthly basis.
Secretary John Snow, Secretary of the Treasury, with us this morning. Secretary, the other big, I guess, red flag trouble spot that I know you're concerned about deals with this annual budget deficit. And some of the Democrats are claiming in the Senate and House that we really need to focus our attention there rather than on the Social Security reform and dealing with this massive budget deficit that we're dealing with. What plans does the administration have as we come into this new term to deal with that budget deficit that, if the interest rates go up, you know, could even get bigger?
Well, the president has made this a priority. This is actually the linchpin of the second term. But he's focusing on both the short-term deficit, which is clearly going to come down. We're going to cut that in half over the next few years. And the long-term deficit, which is Social Security and Medicare. Both are important. Both have to be addressed. We know that deficits count. We know the current fiscal deficit's too large. We also know that Social Security is unsustainable and has to be fixed. So the president's going to focus on both the short-term deficits and the longer-term deficits that come from these unfunded obligations.
Is it frustrating to hear some of the critique from the left on the Social Security reform plans that, well, let's just raise taxes and pass this burden on yet another generation rather than saying we've got to address the underlying problems that that we've got people living longer, we've got too few people putting in and too many people taking out. When Social Security was started, I think it was a 16-to-1 ratio of people putting in and people taking out. It's now moving towards 3-to-1, and by the time our kids retire, it's not going to be any money there for them to take out at the end of the day anyway.
Well, that's exactly right, Steve. This is just a matter of arithmetic. And the arithmetic tells us that the system isn't sustainable and has to be fixed. And there's no blinking that. There just is no denying the reality of that. The current system is unsustainable and needs to be fixed. And if we don't fix it, the problem just gets bigger and bigger. So the sooner we fix it, the easier it is to fix. And the president's going to make this a top priority of the second term.
It seems kind of inconsistent, at least intellectually, to understand. And I know a lot of folks are asking me, how does this work? If you're going to allow younger workers to start investing a portion of their paycheck in a private account, that I love the idea that eventually they would actually own that. It doesn't just disappear into the black hole. This whole idea that we've got a trust fund out there for us is just bogus. But if they're taking more of their own money and putting it into a private investment, how do we keep meeting the commitment for those who are ahead without raising taxes or making sure more money does go in if we're removing people from the put-it-in side of the equation?
Well, that's the issue of the transition costs. And that various ways to meet that, but one way that has been suggested by the commission that studied the commission that the president asked to study the whole question, they've suggested that we do some short-term borrowing. That borrowing would make explicit a cost that is implicit today, and it would reduce, by fixing Social Security, we would reduce the long-term obligations of the government and bring down, in effect, the long-term liabilities. And if we really fix Social Security, it would be a good investment.
When you look at the Social Security battle, it is going to be difficult to separate it from just partisan politics. I mean, whatever side is out of power wants to be back in power. How do you prevent this from turning into a partisan debate rather than an issue of what's really good for America?
Steve, I think the way you do that...
Of course, if you have the answer to that, you'd be the biggest genius in Washington.
Yeah, you know, that's the $64 question here, because this can only be done in a bipartisan way. This has to be approached on a bipartisan basis. That's how the president's approaching it. He had a meeting with leaders of the House and Senate, both sides, Republican, Democratic side, just last week, and began a dialogue with all of them on the subject of building this bipartisan consensus.
Are you seeing anybody from the other side stepping up at this point to emerge in a leadership position that's willing to really put aside the partisanship and say, look, we've got to address this? I mean, some of the quotes I'm seeing thus far look like it's going to be a partisan battle.
Well, we hope it isn't. It shouldn't be. This Senator Moynihan, you know, the late, great Senator Moynihan of New York, when he was asked to chair a panel on an important subject, told the panel members at their first meeting, look, there are some Democrats here, there are some Republicans, there are some conservatives, there are some liberals. Before we wear our political hats, can we first agree on what the facts are? And then we can become Democrats or Republicans, liberals or conservatives. If we can take that approach here and just get consensus on the facts, and I think the facts tell one story and they're awfully clear, then the answers will suggest themselves. But at this stage, we aren't yet to that point where there's agreement on the facts. That's where we have to start.
Let's just real briefly, because I know you've got to, again, run and answer to the boss. Tax cuts, that's also going to be a big factor. What we lock in, and more importantly, the broader issue of tax reform. During the waning days of the campaign, the president seemed to be talking in terms of some pretty bold strokes of tax reform, trying to clean up the complexities of the tax code, maybe even lower some of the burdens, particularly from the alternative minimum tax and others. Are you going to be able to move on all these fronts at the same time?
Well, I think we can. The president's called for broad review of the code. He will be appointing a panel of experts to review the options, report back to the Treasury Department, and then he's asked the Treasury Secretary to report to him on a series of recommendations. you know, this code is way too complex. It handicaps growth. It gets in the way of fairness. We can do better. There's no doubt about that. And I very much think we can both pursue Social Security and tort reform and broad-based tax reform simultaneously.
Treasury Secretary John Snow, as long as you can throw in that major tax cut for a talk radio host, I'm going to be fully on board. I think targeted tax cuts are what we need. We appreciate the great work. Appreciate your willingness to stay on for another term with the president. I think keeping that economic team, you and Josh Bolton and the others on board is a good move. And we appreciate your spending some time with us this morning and continued success with the economic summit today and then starting to kind of hold things together on that whole partisan front to get some of this work done.
Hey, thanks, Steve, very much.
Have a great Christmas, and tell the president we said hello from here in Tennessee.
I'll do that. Thank you.
Thank you. John Snow, Treasury Secretary, the 73rd Secretary of the Treasury, and he's going to stay on for another term with the Bush team.